and bring in our market expert, Jay Ratliff, who you can find online at daytradefund.com. Again, that's daytradefund.com. So, Jay, on Friday, all eyes were on Fed Chair Jerome Powell and his comments. And he said the time has come for interest rate policy to be adjusted, meaning rate cuts are on the horizon.
Yeah, and it's remember, we came into this year with Jerome Powell, the Fed chair, saying, ideally, we would love to have the opportunity to cut interest rates three times.
Mm-hmm.
That was their goal from late fall of last year through this entire year. And that's been their focus, if they could, and if the data would allow such a move to take place. Now, obviously, there have been just a chorus of people that have been talking about seven cuts, eight cuts, six cuts, whatever might happen to be, the entire year. So when Jerome Powell's looking at the numbers he said, you know, I think that we're moving in that point into that direction, and the time has come. Now, he didn't go far enough to give us the specifics of what might come, but he's saying, look, we're ready to change our policy. They still have some inflationary reports. They've got the jobs report that'll be coming out for September that'll show us what was going on in August. Those types of things will be, you know, factored in. But I think it's pretty much a foregone conclusion here. We're going to see something. I still think I'm leaning towards the 25 basis points at this point in time. It may be more than that, but I think it's at this point in time what the market's looking for. And of course, there's hope it could be more. But then you worry about, you know, is that going to send the message that we're trying to do too much too fast? But we'll just have to wait and see. But, Ryan, the good news is everybody got the news they've been waiting for like a year now, that we are moving, pivoting from the point of an interest rate hike slash pause now to the point where we can actually begin to see a reduction in prices. And then just buckle up, because you're going to hear from everybody about all the cuts we're going to have for the next year, and just give them the same amount of attention that you gave them at the beginning of the year when they were screaming for eight interest rate cuts by the 31st of December.
Well, clearly we've seen the inflation issue come down to, at least for the Federal Reserve, acceptable levels. Yeah. And at the same time, we're seeing more and more concerns growing about the jobs market. You had that data released, I think it was early last week, 818,000 fewer jobs added last year through early this year than what was previously thought to have happened. Now, I think it's important to note these kinds of revisions happen every year. This was the largest one since 2009, though. There was a big one in 2019 under Trump, 500,000 fewer jobs with that revision. So, again, this happens. But what it showed was that the labor market maybe not quite as strong for an extended period of time as what everyone previously thought was the case.
Right. And, you know, with Jerome Powell and with the Fed and with the job numbers and all of this, I have so many really good friends that are, they're just political overdoses. I mean, they just, everything's political to them. And it's like, now, wait a minute, Jay, if we have this Fed rate cut in September, it's obviously to you know, to help the Democrats. I'm like, well, time out. If that's how we're looking at things, why did not this jobs revision report come out in November?
Mm-hmm.
It could have, but it came out now. So we're getting the good and the bad now, as we should be getting. So that's why I'll never put too much political sway in one thing or another, because I am seeing certain things happen that, you know, it's based on what should be taking place. And I don't view everything through this prism of political analysis that suggests there's a reason for this or that, not to suggest that people don't have that intention. But the point here is that we're doing exactly what Jerome Powell said he wanted to do. And when he saw things trending in a certain way, he was going to do it. Yes, they'll face criticism with regards to if it does happen in September, quarter point, half point, whatever. But the point is that it's trending in the direction that he has said for the longest time. Whatever date on the calendar, when we reach this point, is when we're going to start moving in this particular direction. And, you know, when you look at, okay, how's the market going to react? Ryan, I think the market's baked in a pretty good dose of optimism on an interest rate cut in September, because when you see last week we hit a high on the Dow, 41,208, and boy, wouldn't have you won a bet on Biden's first day in office if you'd have bet that the Dow was going to be at 41,000 at his fourth year in office. But the whole idea was that, it's the market's expecting it. So there might be a bounce of some kind. We might see a little bit of an uptick. I'm not exactly expecting it because the market has been baking this in for months, and I really don't see there being a pop of any significance. And of course, there's a lot of other unknown factors that are out there. We've got the Middle East issue that's boiling over, and a lot of other things that can impact this market. So it's, you know, anything can happen between now and the end of next month, to say nothing of November.
I always go back to, I think presidents get too much credit for a good economy, too much blame for a bad one. There are so many factors at play with the economy. Most have nothing to do with politics. Now, I would argue that the American Rescue Plan was a bit much. It was unnecessary. I thought that the Biden administration should have waited to see how things played out more as we were coming out of the pandemic before putting together a huge package like that. So I don't think that helped. The Inflation Reduction Act, a dumb name for it, and I don't think that helped do anything with inflation. So, you know, those two policies, not helpful. But the fact of the matter, there were so many factors at play, not just here, but worldwide. Some of these problems, you know, this is tough stuff. I think we oversimplify these things in a political lens. This is difficult stuff to try to figure out, especially coming out of a once in a generation type, moment out of the pandemic. I just think if people take a step back and pull the politics out of it,
there's no playbook for that. You're exactly right, because we don't know what's going to happen or not. So. Right. You know, that was before the pandemic, during, and certainly in the aftermath. And for the most part, even though I totally agree that too much was done and a lot of restrictions were in place I wish were not, but the bottom line was we got through it together as a country, and that's all to me that really matters.
Yeah. All right. Our market expert, Jay Ratliff, with us this morning. Again, you can find him online at daytradefund.com. That's daytradefund.com. Jay, always great to talk to you. We will catch up with you again hopefully sometime next week. Enjoy your Labor Day. We're off on Monday, so looking forward to that.
It's going to be an interesting. I always hate three-day weekends because we can't trade on those three-day weekends, but enjoy your holiday, my friend.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.